Manuel, would you come?
I'll be reading out of Bibles on the pews, Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 12, 13, and 14. And the Word of God says, pressing toward the goal. I love the way that sounds. Or, not that I have already obtained, but I press on to take hold of it, of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward the wind that is ahead, I press on. God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Manuel. Hey, I want to say a real quick shout out, a little quick thank you to our combined worship leading team today. Have they been amazing or what? Huh? Coming together, having fun, how it is, practice even in the frustrating times. It's life. It's what we talk about on days like today when New Year's rolls around. Every year is that way, isn't it? It's life. You know? Thank you, Michael. I'm going to quote you on that, okay? For those who couldn't hear, Michael said, maybe it will be better next year. Isn't that the hope that everyone goes into the new year with? Because every year that we come through, we are very aware, and there's going to be doubt of what the last year has done to us. Sure, there's going to be moments to success in every year, and there's going to be downs in every year. And so as we stand on the brink and looking forward into what we cannot yet fully see, we have reason to look with hope that it's going to be better. And if it's not better, that we will, in the struggle, discover to greater levels. Hold that thought, because that is really what separates people of hope living in a world of uncertainty from you people who do not have that hope, given that we have received, that we can now live out those neighbors, those co-workers, those friends who don't share our faith, do not know that hope. And so that hope of maybe better next year is really just an ability to keep moving forward into the anxious unknown. Moments like this, sure. But for you and me, that's what the apostles, when it comes to moments like this, we have some ability for us radically different. And that's what the Apostle Paul was in, a vague hope that maybe things might get better. Because newsflash, they might not. And what then? And yet the Apostle Paul calls us to strain for the past. Let's talk and look back this last year. This has been a year of ups and downs. And in the world of sports, LeBron James passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the list of all-time NBA scorers. How many of you are aware of that? Oh, five of you. Fantastic. Oh, six, seven of you. Okay, good. Ava, eight, nine. Okay, good. In the world of entertainment, billion with a B, dollars. She's 33 years old. Isn't that disgusting? And she's named Time's Person of the Year. Heck yeah. There's a shout out. I know I saw someone celebrating. Yes, she is. Thank you, Christina. I'm glad we got us around us. Former President Trump is indicted on a number of charges and becomes the first president in United States history with a mugshot. And what a mugshot it was. You know, I think best ever. I know he was very pleased with it. God, it was the best ever. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. You know, it's just, we see things going, they're all still marred by the events of October 7th, what happened, the atrocities that were inflicted on the people of Israel, and we're still impacted daily, and should be impacted daily, to be in prayer for what's going on, the ongoing conflict in that part of the world, in other parts of the world as well. There's been a lot of things that happened to you this year. What are some of the best things, little quick ones? What are some of the good that 2023 brought for you? Anyone? Okay, we're here, Reggie. The Dodgers got swept. You know, 23. Okay, good. Okay, the Dodgers got swept. That's a good part of 2023. Okay, Colleen, good thing 2023. Hey, celebration for her, accepted into nursing school. Okay, one more. Something good that happened. Crystal. All right, well, you know, that's a blessing for all of us then, Crystal. This is your almost one-year anniversary of being here, so good. Laura, wow, 2023. So 2023 was a good year. Ah, what are some things maybe this year that either in the news that you saw or things that were hard in this past year, hard things that happened as well? I know there's a lot of them, and they're hard to speak out sometimes. Israel. Okay, that's a horrible thing, isn't it? Not in my lifetime have I seen anything quite like that, and it just still is unbelievable to me. We live in a world that doesn't seem to have that happen. That war just doesn't seem to have an end, and it just be in Tennessee and keeps going. Around. Yeah. Diane. Yeah, whether it be throughout the Middle East or in... Yep. Yeah, here in Nigeria is one of those places where it's really open season on Christians, and not here. Scary time to be a Christian. In some parts of the world, brothers and sisters who are facing death daily because of that plight. Anything else? You know, that's the thing. That's the thing with a new year, and it comes with good things, but it also comes with hard things that we have to confront and we have to deal with. Thank you, Manuel, for reading our passage out of Philippians. I've got two verses I want to touch on and highlight. One is that one that you read for us, this idea that in Philippians, behind, we're reminded ahead. Forget what is behind and press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God is calling me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And that means not that we have to somehow erase the memory of what has happened before, but not let that memory of what has happened before continue to hold us back from doing what Christ is calling us forward to do as we move in. I want to jump out of this new year. There is in Hebrews 12, it says this, that since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, talking about the faithful who surround us, but also those who have gone before us, since we've been surrounded by all these folk of faith to support us, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run the race with perseverance that was marked out for us. The author of Hebrews and the author of Philippians, Paul, something Paul, to sometimes let go of something in order to really pursue something else. Whether it be a trapeze artist who's got to let go of one trapeze before he can reach to grab the other, there's a reality that comes to play here for us in life as well. And New Year's is a good time to begin to consider what that means for us. Now, of course, we recognize that we want to let go of any sin that is easily entangling our lives. But notice that Hebrews tells us that hinders us from everything that hinders which Christ has in everything that hinders us from. Now, as churches, well, as individuals, we do this. Sometimes we are comfort driven. Anyone here are comfort driven? Anyone here like security, like safety, like a little bit of familiarity because it makes me feel secure? I came across a new word for this, and this is that for means fearful of what's new. Okay? And a lot of us are that way because that familiar gives us a sense of comfort. That comfort gives us a sense of security, and we all want to feel secure. Now, as a church body, we do this. We often operate out of this neophobic way. Whenever you wonder if we're feeling a little neophobic as a church, just listen for how the church talks. And if you hear words, that's neophobia right there. That is saying, I'm afraid of new things because I like what we've always done. And that is going to deny God the opportunity to open us up for something new. And God is always about something new, whether it be in individual lives or in congregations. He has not called us here to live in the past. He has called us to allow the past to shape us so that we can live in the present, making an impact on the lives of those of the new year. It's not calling us to rest on the laurels of our past victories, as good as they may be. But again, as a church, not step out yet again where it feels comfortable, safe, and secure because it's how we've always done things. Now, as individuals, we can be that way too. We can be this neophobic person where it's always wanting to remain in the shallow and always remain where it is most comfortable. Sin, but the other things that hold us back are also the things that have happened in the past. Those griefs that we've suffered in our past, or maybe in the recent past, maybe in the distant past, but there are things that we continue to hold on to. I found this quote, and I don't even know who said it. It may have been me. I don't know. I put it on the screen because it's true. Darn it, it's true. And a lot of us better get this. Move into something new. We may have to let go of something old. If we want to move forward, we have to let go of the past that holds us back. You know, a generation ago, I was watching the movie Lion King. Oh, yes. All of you seen Lion King? Yes. Okay, good. There's a point in Lion King where the warthog went to Timon. And of course, Timon had to correct him. No, I don't. Didn't say put your behind in the past. I said put your past behind you. I like Pumbaa's better. There's something of a little bit of fun in that. This idea that if we're going to move forward, we have to be able to put that in the past. To be able to say that happened to me, but I'm not going to remain a captive to the what-if-isms of what it might have been. I'm not going to continue to hold on to this thought, boy, if I'd only done this other thing, or if something else had happened differently, then my life would finally be happy. And I could be that, but we're living in the past in all this what-if-ism of what could have been. And it holds us back from what God called to forget what is in the past and to strain towards what God has for us on the eve of this new year. First thing I want to suggest is this. We're going to need to consciously decide to put the past behind you and pray, okay? Because I think none of us are going to be able to put the past behind us if we do not pray. The only way that we can do this is by the comfort of what has been. Even if it's not been pleasant, there is something fearful about what we do not yet know. And so we hold on and we stay in that place. Simply forgetting the past, straining on towards what is ahead. To understand, simply be, feel, and how we has happened. Easily sidetracked and stuck. We need to decide, this is what we're going to do. We're going to ask for God's help to help me strain on toward the goal and to move past. Number two, I want to say we need to accept the past, figure what it is, and not live in the past. And I'm talking to no one in particular here, but some of you are saying, living over me. I'm stuck in the past, dealing with the uncertainty that that has generated, and I don't want to be there because I keep going back. I'm still wondering, what if I'd only done something else? What if I'd only not gone that direction? And we're going and playing that game of if. Newsflash. You can't go back and change it. So how do we come to terms with accepting what has happened to us as what is? We don't have. Again, I don't think we do this. It's just simply on our own. We don't have the makeup. We need to ask God to help us to accept the realities of the past. You know, we talk about, in all of our psychology, we talk about, you know, the stages of grief, and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in her Stages of Grief, and wages were about how it is we have to go through all these various stages. We walk through those stages, we're going to, you know, get a result of acceptance. We have to walk through denial and as if it's some sort of a straight line. But anyone who's ever lost, anyone who's ever grieved, knows that it's not a straight line, is it? We do this weird thing where we start down that path, and maybe we do start in denial, and we do move into anger maybe, but then we move back to denial, and before we know it, we blow through anger the second time, but now we're into this bargaining, and we're all over the place. All we're still in limbo, and I'm not there. No, the grieving process is a human thing for all of us, but God needs to be our help in and through it. Number three, I want to suggest is that we begin to take responsibility for yourself and for your actions and to begin to make a plan about this. This is what I'm going to suggest is this is the taking baby steps approach to a new year. That I know that I'm going to leave what I had in the past, but I'm going to my baby walk with and accept too much of myself. I'm going to just take side into this step in my walk with plan to not remain in the past, but to follow him after. You know, one of the things that often happens to us, and it happens to all of us, that we have life happen to us, and then we kind of pull back. We think that somehow by pulling back, we're going to be safer and not be exposed to being hurt any longer, when the reality is just the opposite. One of the ways that beyond that work healing in us is by to be part of a Bible study, to be a part of a group that serves others. Those are ways that God has crafted us. Intuitively, we want to then avoid that. But what we're really called to is a place where God can begin to reshape and heal us. Number four, we are called to forgive ourselves and to forgive others for the mistakes they've made in their past. This is an important piece of that process of getting ready to move forward. And again, we can't do this on our own. This is a God thing. Forgiveness is always going to be a God thing. In our human way, we always tell we make a specific decision to trust God's grace to not only forgive me, but to work through me, to forgive others, and even to forgive myself. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but you all know who you are. You're still angry at yourself. You're still disappointed in yourself. You're still saying, if I hadn't done this, then this wouldn't be. There's a lot of that going on. If in life something different, then my kids would be better. Different than my men, something different, then my station in life would be better. Or if they had done something different, then things would be better. And we walk around blaming, whether it be blaming us or blaming someone else. And that keeps us trapped in that past. No, we must forgive ourselves and forgive one another as we begin to go forward. Here's the only issue I have with Paul. I think part of learning from the past is that we need to learn from the past. Otherwise, we're doomed to hold of us any longer. We don't need to forget the past, but we need to not let it have hold of us any longer. And here again, just in case, towards the future. We got to pray. We got to pray as we move into this new year. Otherwise, all of this stuff, all of this that we have is just going to be for naught if we don't do it with the help of God and be the presence of him helping us through it. Hey, I want to say one more thing here. I mentioned earlier there was that neophobia, that was fear of things that are new. Melantophobia, which is the fear of the future. Now, that's a fancy word. I call it anxiety. Because that's what it is, huh? We don't have to be riddled by that anxiety that holds us back. We are called to let go of those things that hold us back, to be able to run the race that He has called us heavenward for. And the only way we do that, and the things that we keep going, if we keep hoping, even when we can't on, if we keep doing the things and taking those baby steps to move along with Him into the future He holds for us. Church family, we have a lot to look forward to this coming year. I'm not promising that it's all going to be good or it's all going to be easy, but we have a lot to see what God desires to reveal to us. And He is inviting us in. I want to just take a moment to pray, and after I pray, those who are out in the live stream right now, to just take a few moments to just lift this past year for all of the ups and for all of the downs, for all of the disappointments and all of the what-ifs. And Father, we lift them all to You. And pray that You will give us eyes good to see Your hand at work even through the bad times. Father, I pray that You would give us a new boldness to trust You all the more. That we would begin to see ourselves not as those who are just at the disposal of the events around us, but as Your precious children moving at Your direction in the midst of the forest. And I pray the world we live in. So Father, though we cannot see every one of the families, we pray for it. And I pray for each and every, for those in the live stream and even for those in our neighborhoods and beyond. Father, that there would be a fresh sense of Your leading, and that we would take hold of it. That there would be a new thing that You are doing, and we would grab hold of it rather than fighting against it. God, help us for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, if you would come and help us.